There's so much going into this game. How would you best describe what this experience was like for you?
It was really good. Coming on the road, tough environment. I think the team as a whole played a very good game.
Is this how you saw it playing out?
This is a good way to see it. But, I didn't know going into the game. We had a nice game plan. Coaches, players, everyone did a great job throughout the week. We had a good week of preparation, and, it showed out there tonight.
How did you stay so calm and so poised throughout the game? And you hooked up with Chris Logan. Talk about that play.
Having confidence in your teammates, when they have confidence in you, you have confidence in them. It's easy to stay poised out there, I guess. Just you're in the huddle, you're all looking at each other, and, it's a good feeling. And the play with Chris, he had a great release, and, it makes it an easy throw for me.
What were your emotions like leading into the game?
Amped up. it really was. I was fired up before the game.
How much nerves, if at all?
I get nervous before every game, whether it's whatever, little league, college, here. I think that's a good thing, though. If you don't get nervous, it doesn't mean that much to you.
And then tonight, when did those nerves subside for you?
Probably after the first hit. After you take that first hit, it's just football after that 100-yard field and 11-on-11. So, after that, you're just playing.
Jimmy, what about your mindset leading the team from behind? You experienced a lot tonight. You got a big lead. Couple of turnovers, then you had to lead the team from behind.
Yeah, that goes back to the preparation part. We were put in that situation, and I think the guys around me responded very well. All across the board, the guys up front, skill guys, defense, special teams, whatever it may be, everyone stayed calm and reacted well to it.
Any message in the huddle when you're doing that? When you're together?
Nothing specific. Just little things, I guess.
Jimmy, when they look like smelling salts before the game, the TV caught it. What's behind that?
I just always do it before the game, I guess. Nothing really crazy, just get you going.
Hey, Jimmy, when it was 3rd and 15 and you hit Danny for 33 yards, what did you sense, what did you see, and how do you describe what you did in the pocket to avoid the rush?
Line did a great job, first of all, giving me that time. 3rd and 15, you got to let your guys get down the field, and Danny found the opening in the zone. It was a great job by him. Made it a pretty easy throw for me, and he made a nice catch too. So it was a good play all the way around.
Jimmy, one of the keys was the third down conversions all night too. Do you agree?
Yeah, definitely.
What was the key then? What enabled you to be so successful in third downs?
I'd say going back to the preparation. The coaches do a great job giving us the game plan going into it. Third down, just breaking it down for us, simplifying it, and it makes it a lot easier on us when you have good coaches like that.
Jimmy, given that you were without Bob and some people on the offensive line, and that you were making your first start against a very good defense on the road, a lot of people probably thought tonight wasn't going to work out for you the way it did. Were you aware of that, and was that a source of inspiration for you coming into this game?
I don't know. I didn't really think about it too much, I guess. They are a very talented defense, and that's a good group of players out there, and they gave us all we could handle tonight. So it was a good test for us, and whoever's out there, we have confidence in one another, and that's a good thing we have going for us.
Like, you were able to feel the pass rush a lot, and the decisions to run and get away from it or hang in there with it. Was it all stuff that you thought you had seen before, or was there new stuff?
The first game of the season, obviously every team has a couple new wrinkles here and there, but, the line did a great job, cleaning the pocket out for me. It was pretty clean for the most part. I took a couple hits, but, that's football. They did a great job cleaning it out for me, and, it makes my job a lot easier when they're playing like that.
Have you ever caught a pass from yourself in a game?
That was the first. That was just a reaction, but, it worked out all right, I guess. Oh, yeah, so, positive play.
What went through your mind when you took that knee, knowing that the game was won?
It was a good feeling. It really was. Only one game right now. We still got a long way to go. We're moving on to Miami after this flight, and, it's a good start to the season. It really is.
Who was the last team you beat in the fourth quarter like that?
Who was what?
Who was the last team you beat in the fourth quarter like that?
Can we count preseason? I don't even know, to be honest. I don't know. Yeah, it might be college even. Long time.
Were you aware that there weren't a lot of people picking the Patriots in this game?
Not really. I mean, to be honest, I don't really look too much into it. You know, we have enough on our plate as it is, you know, with travel, game plan, everything in between. You know, there's a lot in our minds. So we were focused on Arizona, and, you know, the result came out our way.
You're in an interesting position when you don't play, when you're the backup. You finally get a chance to play. And I think a lot of people from the outside would say, you know, now we know more about a player that we haven't seen play much in the regular season. I'm curious for you, how much confidence does that give you now that you've done it yourself?
I think it's good for the whole team, you know, especially the first game of the season, you know, coming to a tough environment like this. It's good to see how everyone responded. You know, we had a couple of young guys playing, especially up front and everything, making their first starts, and you know, I think everyone responded pretty well to it. I mean, the crowd was rocking at times, and you know, they didn't flinch at all, so it was a good thing.
Jimmy, people always say the regular season just played at a faster speed, obviously, than the preseason. Did you feel that early on? Did the game seem to be moving fast for you?
Nothing crazy. Like I said, once you get into it after the first play or so, I mean, it's just football. And, you know, you're just out there reacting to it, I guess. You know, we were confident going into the game, and
it showed.
Jimmy, what was it like to – I mean, you've always believed in yourself. Your teammates have believed in you. But to be out there doing it tonight, it must have felt good.
Yeah, it's – you know, I haven't been the starter in, two years now. So, yeah, it's good. It's good to be back out there. But, you know, like I said, it's only one game right now, so – we got to just keep it going, keep stringing them together, keep stringing days together, and good things will happen.
What do you think you did the best tonight? You did the help you with?
I don't know. I got to look at the film. You know, there's so many different little things. But, you know, just the confidence of having confidence in the guys around me in the huddle, you know, it makes my job just a whole lot easier.
One of the things that seen you guys do well is overcome the crowd noise. What's the key to that?
Yeah, I mean, They were rocking at times, so no doubt about it. So, but you know, going back to the preparation, you know, and practice and everything, getting used to that, and you know, I don't think there's any real key to it, but just staying locked in and focused, really.
How big were Edelman and Amendola for you? Edelman first half, Amendola.
Yeah, you know, not even just those two, all the receivers. I mean, Jules got us going early, and Danny had some key plays, but I mean, all across the board. Malcolm had a couple key plays, Hogs. I mean, everybody contributed, and we knew it was going to be like that going into this game. So, you know, it worked out well.
Jimmy, what did you see on that touchdown to Hogan?
A great release at the line. He gave him a great release, made an easy throw for me, and he made a nice play on it.
And can you kind of walk us through that 30-yard throw to Amendola, too?
The scramble one?
Yeah.
You know, it was third and long. Line gave me plenty of time to, you know, get my read and everything, and Danny found the soft spot, and we hit it. So it was a big play.
How much more different was the regular season experience compared to the preseason?
Different, just different in its own way, I guess. You know, no one's rotating in and out. The starters are in there for the most part. You know, it was a good experience. Good first game, though. Good first experience.
Anything surprise you out there? I mean, being in a regular season game, the whole game, anything surprise you either way?
Nothing crazy, no.
Two final questions.
Did you happen to get a game ball?
I did.
What did that mean to you?
It meant a lot. But, you know, like I said before, it's a team game. I mean, tonight was a clear picture of that. I mean, every aspect of the game contributed and was a part of the win, and you know, it's a good feeling.
Did you hear from your brothers, parents?
I'm about to go see them right now. So we'll see. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.